your province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police say they'll be clamping down on illegal taverns after a deadly mass shooting in Pretoria. Gunmen opened fire at a tavern at the Saltville Hostel in Atteridgeville yesterday, killing several people, including a three-year-old child. The death toll from the incident rose to 12 yesterday after another person succumbed to their injuries in hospital. Police spokesperson Athlinda Mate says while no arrests have been made, investigations are ongoing. She says the shooting took place at an illegal shebeen.
Between April and September of this year, we actually shut down throughout the whole country 11,975 of these illegal shebeens. So it's quite problematic because also in these mass shootings happen at licensed premises or illegal shebeens. So we are intensifying our operations in terms of our inspections.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has called for strengthened witness protection measures. It follows the murder of Marius van der Merwe, known as Witness D, at the Matlanga Commission of Inquiry. The 41-year-old was shot dead outside his Brakpan home in Ekurhuleni on Friday night. At the commission last month, he accused suspended deputy chief of the EMPD, Julius Mkhwanazi, of covering up a murder by an official. Ramaphosa says van der Merwe served the cause of justice and integrity by testifying.
It's not acceptable that witnesses who are unraveling things and coming out with the truth of what has been happening, the rot that has been prevalent in our security cluster, are now, as they tell the truth, getting killed themselves. Because this is going to deter many other witnesses from coming forward.
Yesterday, police met with the SANDF, the SSA and the Justice Department to discuss the safety of witnesses. Authorities say Nat Joints will be roped in to heighten security for those testifying and have urged the public not to speculate while investigations continue. Meanwhile, Justice Minister Mamaloko Kubai says van der Merwe's death highlights serious gaps in how witnesses are managed. She says the commission offered van der Merwe protection, but he turned it down, believing he didn't need it because he ran his own security company. The minister says public interest can never come at the expense of a person's right to life.
Initially, the commission had intended to do certain testimonies in camera. We want to appeal that the commission revisit this and revisit the strategy so that there isn't any threat. If transparency is going to supersede the protection, we will not achieve protection of witnesses. And therefore, our fight against corruption, our fight against organized crime will be compromised.
And further afield, at least 13 onion farmers have been kidnapped in Nigeria. The country has been racked by a wave of abductions, including the capture of over 300 school children 2 weeks ago. The spike in kidnappings has seen President Bola Tinubu declare a security emergency, allowing for the recruitment of tens of thousands more police and military personnel. In this latest incident, authorities say unknown gunmen stormed the northeastern village of Malawi yesterday and abducted the farmers. Your top story this hour, police say they'll be clamping down on illegal taverns after a mass shooting in Pretoria that's left 12 people dead. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.